Hello?
Hello? Anybody home?
Oh, there you are.
Were you napping, little one?
No? Come on, tell the truth.
I thought so. What did I tell you about napping in the middle of the day,
You're gonna ruin your sleep schedule and be up all night, running around the apartment.
You know, some of us work early. I can't be kept up by your zoomies.
No, you won't?
Uh-huh. Well, we'll see about that at 3 a.m., won't we?
Anyway, come here. I missed you. Come sit next to me and lay your head on my lap. I'll scratch behind your ears just like you like while you tell me all about your day, okay?
That's a good boy. Settle in.
Perfect. Oh, I can see you took a bath while I was at work. Your ears are so fluffy and soft. And you used that shampoo I love. You smell so nice. So, what else did you do today, little one?
You played with your toys. That's nice.
You made your bed. Okay, good.
You watched a movie. Well, that all sounds lovely.
Anything else?
No, not really.
No, that's odd. I seem to remember leaving you a list of chores when I left this morning.
No, don't you remember?
I left them on your bedside table when I gave you a kiss goodbye.
Ah, now you remember. So you didn't clean the kitchen then? Or make dinner?
Little one.
No, don't look at me like that. You know I always leave a list for you when I go to work. And this isn't the first time that you've forgotten either. You know, when I went to the Catboy Rooming Agency to get a roommate, they assured me that you'd be properly house-trained, and yet you keep forgetting to do the most basic housemaid tasks. Something has to change, little one. You can't just nap and play all day while I'm out working and paying the bills.
I know you're sorry, little one. I appreciate it, really. I don't want to fight with you. Not tonight. I've had a long day. Just, please, promise me you'll do your chores tomorrow, okay?
Good.
Well, I guess we can order pizza instead tonight. But first, sit up.
I said sit up, little one.
I have had a rough day. Work was long, and I came home expecting a clean home and a meal. And instead, I walked into a mess. I need release. You know, we signed a contract when I took you in as my roommate. And with that contract came certain duties, didn't it? My duties are to make sure all bills and expenses are paid, to keep you happy and healthy and safe, and to make sure that you never go without toys and treats. You remember your duties, don't you, little one? Don't be shy. Use your words.
That's right. Your duties are to keep the house clean, to make sure dinner is on the table when I get home, and to make yourself available to me sexually at all times. Now, you may have forgotten your household duties, but I know you didn't forget that your cock is mine to use whenever I want, right? Not just your cock, either, but every single inch of your body.
I didn't think so. You can't hide your growing cock from me, little one. That's exactly why I made your uniform be nothing but a collar. I want to see your body on display for me at all times. I never want you to hide your arousal. Seeing that you are ready to be used, that your cock is ready to be engulfed in my heat. Well, that's exactly how I like it. However, I'm the one who needs pleasure now, not you. So, get down on the floor, little one. That's it. Get into position. You know which one. Hands and knees. And put that pretty little tail in the sky while you push up my skirt. I want you to lick my pussy like a good little kitty. Do you understand? You've disappointed me today. And you need to make up for it. That's it. Oh, I love your tongue. Good boy. You are such a pretty little kitty when you're on all fours. With your head between my legs. Oh, do I taste good? I know I do. Your tail is already swishing away. That's it. Oh, that's it. Don't stop licking. Keep licking my pussy like a good little kitty. Oh, you know, if you even think about stopping, I'll just squeeze my thighs tighter around your head. I won't let you go, little one. You are going to stay right there until you make me come. Fuck. Oh, little one, you're making me so hot. I think I need to take off my blouse. Oh, there. Look up at me, little one. Look at my tits while you lick my pussy. Don't you want them in your hands? Oh, to feel them. To hold them. To squeeze them. I know how much you love my tits. Almost as much as you love my tight pussy around your cock. Oh, is your cock aching, little one? Do you need my heat around you? Oh, do you need to feel my pussy squeezing your shaft, milking you dry, milking every drop of cum from your balls? Oh, too bad. You haven't even gotten me close yet. I know you can eat me out better than this, kitty. So, be a good boy and lick me harder. Oh, that's it. Oh, God. God, you look so good between my legs, little one. Oh, you're such an eager kitten. Yeah. The way your ass is just wiggling in the air. It's so tempting. Oh, did that hurt? I know you love it. Oh, that's it. There's my hungry kitten. That's it. You just need a little encouragement. Eat my pussy, right? That's it. Keep licking me. Just like that. Oh, yeah. Just like that, little one. Oh, keep licking me. I'm getting so close. Just keep licking my clit. Like a good little kitten. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Suck on it. Suck on it, little one. Suck nice and hard. Suck nice and hard. Don't you dare pull back. Don't even think about stopping. Oh, don't even think about quitting. I'm going to keep you nice and close with my thighs, just like this. Just keep going. Do not stop. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm close. I'm close, I'm close. Don't stop, don't stop. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Don't you fucking stop. Be a good kitten and lick up every bit of my juices. No, oh, I'm coming. Oh. Oh my god, yes, yes, yes. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, good boy. Good boy. No, oh, good boy. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, God. That was so good, little one. Oh, fuck. I knew you could do your job eventually. Now, sit up. Get on your knees. Oh, little one, are you dripping on the floor? Oh, you're so ready to come. Your cock is leaking pre-cum. Oh, I bet you're so sore, little one. Ready to explode. Your balls tight against your body, aching. I bet it would be so sensitive if I just reached down and stroked it nice and hard like this. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Do not come. You heard me. You are going to kneel there while I stroke your cock as hard and as fast as I want. And you are not going to come unless I say to. Do you hear that, little kitten? Do not come until I say you can. Oh, that's it. Oh, listen to you moan. Oh, you poor little thing. You wanna come, huh? Use your words and tell me you wanna come. Tell me you wanna come so bad. Oh, I know you do. You want to come, and I want a clean house. We don't always get what we want, do we, kitten? Oh, no, don't sound so sad. Oh, even though you're so cute when you beg. Come on, kitten. Doesn't it feel so nice the way I'm pumping your cock up and down, up and down. Maybe if you beg really nice, I'll let you come. But only if you promise to remember to do your chores every day from now on. Do you got it? Good. Then beg. Beg. Beg better. That's it. You're so weak. So needy. Do you want to come? Do you want to come? Speak. Then come. Come for me, little one. Come for me. Come. Come. Give me a nice big load. Come. Come. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, good boy. Oh, look at the mess you made. You are such a dirty little kitten. Well, go on then. Clean it up. And kitten, you are a good boy. Thank you. I'm glad I chose you to be my roommate.